That's the new creation. That's what we celebrate. We are the only ones who see light in darkness. And we hear the sounds of joy in the midst of sorrow. And we experience peace when there's crisis. That's who we are. Can we get up now? So glorious in your praise. You are glorious. So glorious in your praise. You are glorious. So glorious in your praise. Say you are glorious.
You are glorious.
Let us just worship him. Just lift up your hands and your hearts, and let's give him praise for an evening together. And let's just acknowledge his lordship and thank him. Let him have his way. There have been lots of things said that will cause you to repent. Others will cause you to be reaffirmed and re-strengthened and re-established in the truths that you once knew. Whatever it is the Lord has said to you tonight, latch onto it and connect to it. A new day has come, my friend. A revival is upon us. Your nation, the nation of the United Kingdom, will see God again. It is not the God of the past only. It's also the God of the present and the future. If he did it before, he will do it again. In this very same street, men like Spurgeon walked. Men like the Jeffrey brothers walked. In this very same street, men like Billy Graham came and walked. In this very same street, Wesley wrote his hymns, and he wrote thousands of hymns, and people, the church has sung them for over 100 years. From tonight, God is beginning a new page for you. You're going to begin to walk in the order of the everlasting Father. You will do things that will last and last and last and last. Hallelujah. In the same street, God used people before, and he said to do it again. I announce to you that a revival is come.